Holder sent a letter to all the state governors and attorneys general in April asking them to systematically review their state statutes and then to encourage state legislators to eliminate those that place undue burdens on ex-offenders. He noted that recent research shows that good jobs and stable housing are the best way to prevent offenders from committing new crimes. Holder's letter coincided with a new online database created by the American Bar Association listing all state statutes in the country that impose post-incarceration sanctions on offenders. George Washington University law professor Steven Salzberg helped create the database. He says states can use it to help reduce recidivism.
Once they have available information about the range of collateral consequences that currently have been enacted into law, they have to take a careful look and see whether or not some of them are really unnecessary and get rid of those that stand in the way of people getting back into the community and being able to work.
Wisconsin has 525 such statutes, well below the national average of 700. This week, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen wrote back to Eric Holder saying he will not conduct a systematic review of Wisconsin statutes because he believes all of them address legitimate public safety interests. Still, Salzberg says prosecutors and defense attorneys can use the database when reaching plea bargaining agreements. He says the goal should be to impose punishments that hold offenders accountable but don't destroy their chance to become productive citizens after serving their sentences. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.